This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You're listening to our special collaboration with the New York Times, stories about the shifts, large and small, happening in American healthcare today. No matter what happens with the rest of the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, there's a move underway to change the way Americans think about healthcare, specifically how they measure what they're getting for their money. As Marketplace's Lizzie O'Leary reports, it's a question that gets complicated in a hurry.
It seems like it ought to be an easy question. When you think about your healthcare, how do you define value?
Easy access, good doctors.
They accept my plan. They're always really friendly, helpful.
Getting the care we need when we need it.
That was Cecilia Gollenbeck, Rick Diffendale, and Diami Plotke. Some New Yorkers I met who were getting health care for themselves or their families. You notice every one of them has a different definition of value. Diami Plotke works for a roofing company on Long Island. He's 35. His car has toys and soccer balls in the back.
I have three children, three boys.
And one of them has Asperger's.
There was a time at school, the school aides at lunch found him over by himself laying down in the grass.
Teachers were worried that his son had fainted, so Plotke jumped in the car to pick up his son and take him to the general practitioner.
As I'm leaving work to go get my son, I called the GP's office, who was seeing my son at the time, and they wouldn't see me for 2 days.
And that was it. Before even pulling up at the school, he switched his kid's doctor.
It ended up not being anything, but that's the kind of issue where you need to be seen right away.
And what about when you're in the doctor's office?
I need somebody who I feel like is going to listen to me and spend time with me.
That's theater curator Emily Watts. She was uninsured for 6 years.
I think that that's something that people say a lot, but it means something different to different people.
Well, the way an academic defines value is not necessarily the same way that a consumer defines value.
That's Dr. Steve Wolfe. He is an academic, a professor of family medicine at Virginia Commonwealth University, and an expert on value.
The amount of dollars it costs for every life year saved or other health outcome. So that's a technical definition of value.
That might sound cold or clinical, but people who define value that way want to change the current system where doctors get paid by procedure regardless of how effective it is.
In the public policy world, where we're wringing our hands about the rising costs of health care and the fact that we spend more in our country on health care than other countries, we're focusing a lot on the fact that we pay for a lot of treatments that have no value.
Parts of the Affordable Care Act are aimed at changing this system. The law rewards better coordination among doctors and at hospitals. A lot of these seemingly upside-down incentives have created a business opportunity for medical practices that realize patients want extra time and attention from their doctors and are willing to pay for it.
Ron, how are you?
Hello, sir. How are you?
I went to a practice called One Medical. They take most insurance plans, but also charge a yearly fee. Somewhere between $150 and $200, depending on where you live.
I'm a little concerned, you know.
Dr. Tom Lee, the founder, calls the fee a value proposition, a way to judge what he and his doctors are worth to their patients.
Our primary concern was that patients/consumers had been deconditioned from making choices on their own behalf out of their own pocket. And you could see the world's best cardiologist and the world's worst cardiologist for the same $40 copay.
In return for the yearly fee, patients can email their doctors, make same-day appointments, and spend extra time face-to-face. Doctors at One Medical have about half the patient load of a typical family care physician.
I was one of those bad patients that I never really went to the doctor very much, like, growing up.
That's Amitha Raman. She's 27. She came to One Medical with a nosebleed last fall and has been a patient ever since. She was skeptical about the yearly fee until she weighed it against the benefits.
As a young professional, it was a cost that I thought was reasonable for the services that you were getting.
So, yes, she pays more for what she values, but that still doesn't mean the full price tag of her medical care. Because Amitha Raman, Diami Plotke, or anyone with insurance almost never sees the full cost of any procedure. This makes the question of value even more opaque. Health economists advocate more cost-sharing, asking patients to have a little more skin in the game. But it's a hard shift to ask Americans to make. I asked Diami Plotke if taking on more of the cost of healthcare would change the decisions he makes. He says experience taught him that it didn't work that way when his twin sons were born prematurely.
And if somebody told us to go to the specialist, we went for the specialist, and it cost us a ton of money out of pocket. But it was never a case of, well, can we do this that's cheaper? It was, this is what we have to do for the kids.
And that's why, in the numbers game of healthcare reform, it's so hard to calculate value. In New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary for Marketplace.